Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So there's this really interesting feature that is often overlooked, I find, toward the end of the story of Jacob and Esau, as it's told in the 32nd and 33rd chapters, this time of reconciliation. In chapter 32 in Genesis, it says, "So Jacob called the place Peniel," this is where he wrestled with the Lord, "saying, 'For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been preserved.'" So he expresses this moment where he's actually witnessed the face of God. And then in the 10th verse in the 33rd chapter, we read, as Jacob and Esau are reunited, it says, "Jacob said to Esau, 'For truly to see your face is like seeing the face of God, since you have received me with such favor.'" Now, without question, there are so many disturbing images and actions attributed to God that are witnessed to and written down in the book of Genesis. From a casual reading, it would seem that in the beginning, God was quite an angry character who was ready to dole out swift and harsh punishment when directives were ignored. However, tucked away in the story of Jacob and his older brother Esau is a sighting of God that I think many of us have come to know through Jesus Christ. After Jacob had come face to face with God during a night of wrestling, a story I'm sure you remember, he encountered the older brother whom he had dealt so treacherously with in the past. Esau had every right to be furious with Jacob. The last time that they had been under the same roof, Esau had vowed to kill his younger sibling. However, when they finally reunited, we learn that Esau embraced Jacob and offered him complete forgiveness and love. Absolutely remarkable. Receiving such a gift of grace and mercy, Jacob responded to Esau, saying that to see Esau was like seeing God face to face. And here's the thing. Jacob would have known, because he had spent the previous night wrestling with God. Perhaps when we encounter love and forgiveness and mercy, we are, in fact, standing in the presence of God. For those who think that God is represented in the Old Testament as vengeful, primarily, they should really read the story of Jacob and Esau and think again. Let's pray. Dear Lord, perhaps it's true that whenever and wherever we receive love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, you are inviting us to actually receive you, because that is who you are. Thank you. We accept. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.